Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on looking at the life of David in 2 Samuel 22. And you will remember from the previous episodes, this is a song that David was singing. And he sang it to the Lord, but it's speaking about what the Lord has done for him. So we see the same basic exact psalm in Psalm 18. So let's pick it up where we, where do we leave it off here? I scrolled down too far a while ago. There we go. Verse 25 was the last verse we looked at, and it said this, therefore, so that's the term of conclusion here, right? He's reaching a little bit of a conclusion in light of something. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness before his eyes. In the 21st verse, he had talked about how the Lord had rewarded him according to his righteousness. So the Lord has done great things for him according to the righteousness of David. But David acknowledges that his righteousness only comes from the Most High God. And again, he's not talking about a perfectionism type of thing. Okay. When he says it's according to my cleanness before his eyes, before God's eyes, David had done horrific things. David also sought forgiveness. And when you receive forgiveness from the Lord views it as you being totally clean in relationship to that. Well, then David presses on in this song. In verse 26, he says this. 26 and 27 are one sentence. Let me read them together. With the kind, you show yourself kind. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And with the perverted, you show yourself astute. Yeah, did you think I was about to say perverted? Well, let's look at these things because there's some really intriguing things here. And David's just simply saying this, that with somebody who is kind, God shows himself toward them as kind. And that word kind is really not kind in the way that we sort of think of it. It is, but it's far more along the line of being loyal, of being faithful, okay? Of sometimes it's translated as holy one and saint. So he's saying, with those who are loyal to you, the Lord is loyal to them. With the blameless, okay? With the blameless, you show yourself to be blameless. And it's actually two Hebrew words there for blameless and blameless, though they have the same root, okay? And it carries the idea of completeness, the idea of wholeness, particularly in this context, the idea of integrity. And David has shown tremendous integrity in the way that he handled himself, let's say in ascending to the throne. He would not take the life of Saul into his own hands. He waited for the Lord to do that. There were other times he didn't show great integrity. And we can think of a couple of those. There's times when he was warned about such before he did it. Remember the episode with Nabal when he was going to go kill him, Nabal's wife warned David. So that type of thing. David was a man of integrity. So with the kind, you show yourself to be kind, with the loyal. With the blameless, you show yourself blameless. Verse 27. With the pure, you show yourself pure. And that word for pure means pure, okay? But it also means, it carries really a depth of understanding right here. Those that have been cleansed, those that have been purged, those that have been tested, proved, purified, with those like that, you show yourself pure. And God is totally pure without sin. And with the perverted, you show yourself astute. Astute? What does that mean? The word perverted literally means twisted, distorted, perverse, crooked, you know, out of shape, right? So with those that are twisted, are there people who are twisted today? Oh my, they're twisted of mind, they're twisted of heart. But then it says you show yourself to be astute. That word also means twisted. Huh? So is God twisted? I mean, it literally means twisted. No. One of the words definitions is that you show yourself to be shrewd. You show yourself to be shrewd. So with those that are perverted, twisted, there is a shrewdness of deviousness. There's a shrewdness of evil. There's a shrewdness of cunning. Okay. With God, there's a shrewdness of what is right and knowing what's happening in the situation and not being twisted and turned about by it. That God is astute. He's aware. So just recap these things real quick. With the kind, the loyal, God shows himself to be loyal. With the blameless, those of integrity, those who are complete, God shows himself to be of integrity. To those who are pure, God shows himself to be pure. Those who are perverted and twisted, God shows himself to be astute, twisted. He's not going to be manipulated by them. Verse 28 says this, and you, speaking of God, save an afflicted people, but your eyes are on the haughty whom you abase. And so there's a bigger picture right here that David's pointing to right here. The people that are afflicted, you will save. If the afflicted people turn to you and rest in you and trust in you, that's been the big picture that we've seen throughout all this in the life of David. But your eyes are on the haughty, the haughty. And I mention this all the time because that word haughty appears in the scripture many times. And every time I see the word haughty, I think of one particular political person within the United States. He's known internationally. He's very, very famous now. But he is just the picture of haughtiness. Haughtiness. Just the way he carries himself, the way he speaks. He's become a buffoon in his latter years, okay? And even now, he's been given a perfunctory ambassadorship type of role at large. And you may know who I'm talking about by now. But it's just when you see him, as a matter of fact, I saw an article related to him yesterday because he's been at a great global warming conference. Of course, we got to stop that global warming, right? You know, I'm old enough to remember that it was global cooling in the late 70s and we were all going to freeze by the 90s and die by the year 2000 because we would not have enough food. This is true. You can find this in old Newsweeks and Time magazines. But he was at this thing where all these folks flew in on their private jets to Dubai, which is an amazing looking place. So he's standing up there talking about and literally promising that the United States of America will close their coal factories. And he says it in absolutely the haughtiest way to stand up and declare, oh, by the way, we're going to kill millions of our people. Because that's literally what would happen if that type of foolishness came about. But know this, folks, that with the people who are afflicted, God will save them if we turn to him. God's eyes are on the haughty, and he will abase them. Okay? He will bring them low. He will humble them. He will sink them. I mean, it's literally what that's talking about. Now, again, of course, the problem I've got is, God, I want it done now, please. Will you please do that now? You know, that timing of God kind of thing. But the Lord is going to bring down the haughty, and he will save the afflicted. Of course, this bears the question in each one of our lives. Are we haughty? Are there arenas in our lives? Do we act in that way? Watch it. God will bring you low. When you're afflicted, do you know that it's the Lord that's our salvation? We've seen some of the afflictions of David, and that's the reason he's singing the song right here. He's declaring that the Lord is the one who saved me in the midst of all this. Do we do likewise? Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.